Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest, over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
It is 12:08, and we are at the Minnesota State Fair. I see my brother Terry from TPT came to hang out with me. So many other people. Marsha Carter is here. Line dancers from Chicago. Hey, everybody. It is the Great Minnesota Get Together. We are getting our Sweet Martha cookies. We are getting our line dance and our moves ready because at 2 o'clock, we're going viral. We're doing the Walls Wiggle line dance right here at the WCCO radio booth. So bring your boots, bring your dancing shoes. We're going to have fun. I'm here today until 3 o'clock, and then my friend Steve Thompson is coming up after that. So come on, grab your Sweet Martha's cookies and your cold sodas and cold milk and come and hang out with us. And I've got some amazing guests today. First up, who braved the traffic and the parking and the crowds, Michelle Witte with the League of Women Voters is out here with me on the porch at the WCCO radio booth. Thank you so much for being
here,
Michelle.
Thanks for having us. We're so excited to be here.
Now, Michelle, you have to tell me, League of Women Voters is really gearing up for September 17th. That's National Voter Registration Day. But not just for any voter. You all are doing something special for young people and folks who want to pre-register to vote.
Absolutely. So what's so exciting this year, this is our 104th year. The League of Women Voters has been empowering voters, defending democracy for 104 years. But this year, we have some new voters. Our 16 and 17-year-olds can now pre-register to vote in addition to our 18-year-olds registering to vote. So we're trying to get the word out. We're trying to get schools, if there's school teachers out there, anyone with schools, get signed up to participate in National Voter Registration Day. We're working with both our GOP party, the DFL party, and our Secretary of State so that we're all in this together to get youth ready to vote.
And, you know, everybody is talking about politics, but it doesn't mean a hill of beans if these young people don't get out there, if we don't get out there and vote. And you brought Dixie here. She is a junior at Eden Prairie High School. Now, Dixie, you have your League of Women Voters shirt on. You are ready. You want to get pre-registered to vote. Talk to me about why that's so important to you.
Yeah, for sure. So, again, my name is Dixie, and I'm a rising junior at Eden Prairie High School. I intern with the League of Women Voters right now, and I'm super excited that there's an opportunity for 16 and 17-year-olds to pre-register to, again, get a head start into politics and have this opportunity where I can get involved into voting before I'm at the age of 18 to be ready to actually vote. So again, by pre-registering, students are able to get into politics and really start paying attention to policies and these issues that each candidate's are advocating for. So when they are paying attention and they get to know what each candidate is talking about, when they turn 18, they have a good idea of who to vote for, and they just are confident when they're at the voting booth.
And, you know, this is so important, Michelle. Talk to me about if parents are listening, those who are sitting here with their teenagers, want to get involved, want to get them pre-registered to vote, where can they go? How can they sign up?
Right. So, again, if you're here at the fair today, actually the Secretary of State has a booth right in the grandstand. You can get pre-registered. You can go on your phone. You can learn about National Voter Registration Day on our website as well at lwvmn.org. And this is especially important because our 18 to 24-year-olds, we know in Minnesota, are actually voting about 20 points less than average. But when they're registered to vote, they just go to the moon. They are registered. When they're registered to vote, they're voting over 90%. So we know that the process of getting people registered and then pre-registered will help people be great voters.
Well, I am so glad that you all are here. I want to remind people, go to lwvmn.org. That is the website where you can get all the information, and you all are out here in your beautiful purple shirts. You got to tell me, what is your favorite fair food? What is your favorite thing to eat when you come to the fair, Michelle?
Number one, still the standard, Pronto Pup.
Pronto Pups. Okay, Deekshi, when you come to the fair, what is your favorite thing to eat?
It has to be the classic, the Sweet Martha cookies. I always look forward to that every year.
Yes, Sweet Martha's cookies, Pronto Pups. That is a winning combination. Michelle, before you go, I want you to really talk to me about why it's so important for parents to encourage their young people to vote. You know, we are watching the DNC. We are watching the Republican Party. It's dominating the news cycle. Everybody is talking about it. But a lot of our young people really feel disconnected.
Right. Well, you know, the League of Women Voters, of course, we're nonpartisan, and we're there for all voters, regardless of what party you're excited about. It is all about getting engaged and finding out, learning who the candidates are. We also have our big statewide voter guide at vote411.org. The number one reason people say they don't vote is they don't know the candidates. And there's really no excuse for it, right? Because there's such great resources out there that we and the Secretary of State site has. So it's really important for young people to see that there's a way to get involved. Even if you can't vote yet, you can start to learn, start to get ready for it. That's a new law that just passed in 23. So we're really excited for everyone. That's how our voices are heard. We care about a lot of issues. Our young people care about a lot of issues. This is a chance for their voice to be heard.
Now, Michelle, a lot of people are geared up. They're excited about this upcoming presidential election. They want to be a part of something bigger than themselves. They want to do more than just go and cast their ballot and come home and wait for the results to come in. I know League of Women Voters is always looking for volunteers, always looking for donations, always looking for people to help. You just moved into a brand new building. Talk to me about how people can be a part of that.
Yeah, thank you. Great question. Certainly, number one, we encourage people to be election judges, right? That is a big thing. Get involved. If you want to know more about how our elections work, sign up for that. But we are always looking for volunteers. You know, the election doesn't actually end on November 5th. We still have the counting of the votes, and we're registering people now as volunteers to help us with observing post-election reviews. So there's lots of ways to get out and get our voters registered. We also register all the newly naturalized citizens. So we go out, and it's so fun to be with our new citizens and get them registered to vote. So we're real excited. There's lots of ways that people just go to our website. We got a volunteer section. We're going to be here on Monday in the parade, and we're going to be volunteering at the Hamlin Church Dining Hall. What you can't see is the back of our shirts. We have a QR code on the back of our T-shirts. People can scan it and go right to Vote 411 to learn about what's on their ballot, who their candidates are. And that's something everyone can do. Get your candidates to sign up, but get your schools out. That's my main message today to all our schools, our students. Make sure your school is signed up for National Voter Registration Day on September 17th, a live virtual event with Secretary Simon. We're going to be up in Bemidji, but putting that all around the state. Great materials, making it easy, because schools now actually, by statute, need to help make voter registration more available. So this is the way. We just want everyone to sign up and get our kids ready to go and be civically engaged.
Well, Michelle and Deekshi, thank you both so much for being on the show today. And have fun at the Great Minnesota Get-Together. And y'all stick around. We'll be right back.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+, and we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is 1220. You are listening to the Shaletta Show on News Talk 830 WCCO Radio, and we are at the State Fair. Hey, State Fair people, how y'all doing? Hey! We got families, we got grandmas, we got babies. Oh, my God. It is a beautiful day to be at the Great Minnesota Get-Together. Oh, my God. I don't think we could have dialed in better weather, and we'll have weather in just a few minutes. But right now, I am on the porch with my boss, so I have to be on my best behavior because I'm already on paper. Lindsay Peterson, the man who hired me, is here. And Lindsay, I just have to tell you thank you for not firing me those 3 or 4 times you should have fired me. The one that sticks out the most is when I fell asleep on the air. So I was
everybody
working.
Everybody deserves a fourth chance.
Everybody. I'm on my fifth, second chance right now. So I was working 8 p.m. to 4 a.m. Nights and weekends, overnights and weekends. And I got them 4 kids at home. And I was tired, okay? And so I was standing up at the booth, and I fell asleep. And I fell asleep standing up. It was a deep sleep. I fell asleep for so long, the station went off the air. There's a beep that comes on when the station goes off the air to alert the person who's supposed to keep the station on the air. And I slept through the beep. Y'all, I slept through the beep. And so I had to call Lindsay Peterson at 3 in the morning to tell him that I fell asleep on the air. I apologized. And he said, don't ever call me and wake me up at 3 o'clock in the morning again.
Then we gave you a show.
Then I got a promotion after that. See how that worked? See how that worked? When you fall asleep on the job, we need more naps on the job. So I just need to say thank you for not firing me. I deserve to be fired. If somebody in my company fell asleep on the job, they wouldn't be here anymore. So thank you. Thank you for my fifth, second chance. I appreciate it.
My pleasure.
But you have something so special to talk about. Did y'all know the WCCO Radio has an album? No, Jason DeRusha and Chad Hartman are not singing, but we have an anniversary album. Our station turns 100 years old this year. Go ahead and clap for that. That is amazing. And Lindsay has, this is a labor of love. You have put together something so special, and folks have been coming up to the booth and talk to us about it. I want you to tell us more about this album that you've got.
So we started talking about this last year. It's our 100th anniversary. October 2nd, 1924, the station went on the air.
Yeah.
And we thought we had to do something special around that, obviously. Mm-hmm. You only turn 100 once.
Yeah.
And we thought with the resurgence of vinyl, records are coming back. They outsell CDs now.
Yeah, yeah.
Let's make it a double vinyl. We're celebrating our history. Let's go back in time, but also embrace kind of the new hip culture of vinyl again. So we decided to put together an album. None of us have ever produced an album. We don't know what we're doing.
I was going to say, what you know about producing
nothing.
Albums?
Absolutely nothing, and it was 1,000 times more work than we ever thought it would be. Nobody knows how to design an album. How do you make one? So we started working with a local company.
Okay.
Copycats. I believe they're in Plymouth.
Okay.
We met with them, and they said, no, it's not that hard. You just send us audio, and we make the album. And they have a pressing plant there. They press the album. They package it. They mail it out to you when you buy it. They do everything. So all we had to do was get them the design and the audio. Easy, right? Not at all. How do you cull down 100 years of WCCO into 88 minutes? And that was a huge challenge, to respect the people that have been on this radio station, the legends.
Yeah.
And how do we incorporate our new talent, too, who deserve to be on there? The Jason DeRushes, the Chad Hartmans, the Vanitas, Adam Carter, Jordana Green, etc. So we came up with a way for them to introduce different parts of the album, so that they could be a part of this and still throw it back to the history of WCCO. And it's broken out into four sides. There's a lot of Boone and Erickson, obviously.
Of course, Boone and Erickson.
There's a lot of Dave Lee. There's a lot of Steve Cannon.
Ah!
And then all of the legends that you've heard through all of the years, going all the way back to the 1920s.
Wow.
Where we actually have some audio, the first recorded audio from a radio station in the Twin Cities is on here.
Wow.
From 1924. So it's very cool. We also threw in some bloopers because we're not always perfect.
No.
And you want to be able to laugh.
Yeah.
There's news. There's sports. We didn't concentrate on a lot of heavy stuff on the album.
Okay.
Because we wanted it to be a fun listen.
Okay.
So that's what we did.
Okay. So 100 years of audio. That is a lot. Talk to me about how you curated that.
So a lot of the major events, the big news events, things like that, it's been saved over the years. Some of it on old 12-inch reel-to-reel, which, you know.
Do you have anything to even play it on?
No, we had to enlist help with that. A former engineer with the station actually helped us do that. They have to bake the reel because the tape is so brittle. They have to bake it to dry it out that they can play it again. So it's a big process. A lot of things we started to put together for the 80th anniversary 20 years ago.
Okay, so you had a little something.
So we had some of that.
Okay.
And then I've been saving stuff over my years there that I knew we'd want to use.
And you someday. Almost been there 100 years, so.
Not quite.
Yeah.
Close.
Almost 99 and a half. It's 99 and a half.
I just passed my 25th year there.
Wow,
actually,
congratulations.
So, yeah. So a quarter of the time CCO's been on the air, which is crazy. I can't, but that's crazy.
You blinked.
I blinked.
You blinked.
Yeah. And I started when I was 10, which helped.
Uh-huh. Okay, now, tell me this. How can people get this album? Because people have already been coming by the booth trying to figure out how they can buy it, how they can purchase it. Where is it?
Well, a couple things. One, we wanted to sell it at the fair, but it's just too much of a logistical pain to carry albums out here.
And it's hot.
It's not good for them. They'll get wrecked.
Right.
And I think these are going to be collectible for a lot of people.
Right.
So we're doing it online.
Okay.
There's a QR code here at the fair. If you're at the fair, you can take a photo with your phone, and it'll take you right to the link.
Okay.
You can go to WCCOradio.com. You can't miss it. It's right across the top. Takes it to a website. You order it. It's $43.75 plus shipping and handling.
Okay.
Now, $43.75 sounds like a lot, but here's the deal with that. Money's going to charity.
Oh.
We're only covering our costs. We're splitting it up between DAV Minnesota for veterans.
Yes.
NMDP, who we work with on
yes.
blood cancer research
right.
and bone marrow transfers.
Yeah.
Union Gospel Mission.
Oh, yes.
And Second Harvest Heartland. So all proceeds are going to go to those four charities.
Wow.
And when you buy this, you get access to a digital download. Because not everybody has record players. We know
right.
that.
Right.
You get the entire album digitally, plus 8.5 hours of bonus material, plus over 200 photos of the station's history.
Oh, my God. So you go online, you get the album, the digital download, 8 additional hours and all the photos. And I'm going to just tell you, for me, it was the photos. Seeing Sid and Chad, seeing some of the legends that have come through WCCO Radio, it is just amazing. You got to tell me, and I need to know the truth, how long, if you had to put a number of hours, how long do you think it took you to put this thing together?
I mean, broken out over months and months, I don't know. I couldn't even put an estimate on it.
Wow.
I mean, the meetings and the conversations.
Yeah.
The actual editing of audio and trying to find things. You know, where every day we're running a 100 years, 100 moments.
Right.
On the station. Those are just a ton of work, just coming up with 100 different things and producing those. I should say, we're also going to do a live event. We haven't even really talked about
that. Okay, let's talk about hold on. We got to take a quick commercial break. Okay. When we come back, you got to tell me about the live event. You're listening to The Shaletta Show live at the Minnesota State Fair. Hey, everybody. Woohoo! I am at the Minnesota State Fair live at the WCCO radio booth. Hi, ladies. Make sure y'all stay hydrated. We got free water over here. We're not young as we used to be. We can't be walking around in this heat. We'll fall out, and the people at the fair trying to get to the Sweet Martha's cookies, they'll just walk over us. They won't care. They're trying to get to cookies, so we got to stay hydrated. I am on the booth talking to Lindsay Peterson, my boss, and also the curator of this new album that WCCO Radio has out celebrating the 100-year history of the station. Now, Lindsay, it's so crazy out here at the fair. I'm having such a good time. I can't remember. We're supposed to be talking about something. What was it? I'm sorry.
We're going to do a live event.
Okay. We're going to do a live event?
Yeah.
Okay, we're live now, but we're going to do a live event. Okay. I didn't see this. I don't check my emails.
Well, it's...
What is a live event?
We haven't really started talking about it yet,
okay,
but I'll give you a little tease.
Give me a little tease.
So, October 2nd, 1924, the station goes on the air. So, 100
okay.
years this October.
Okay.
We are going to host a live event at the Chanhassen Dinner Theaters.
Oh!
October 21st. It's a Monday.
Yeah.
More details are coming on that in September.
Okay.
We'll start talking more about that, but we're going to bring back alumni. They're going to be on the stage with our current staff, and we're going to have some fun with the dinner theater.
Oh, that's going to be fun. Okay, so it is definitely October 21st.
Yep.
Save the date. This is your save the date. So if it's on a Monday, so you may have to take off from work. Monday night, so you may have to call in sick so you could go do what you have to do, because you do not want to miss this. That is going to be so much fun. Okay, so are you putting that together too, or are you getting a break? Because it took a lot for you to put this album together.
We'll let some other people handle that. I'll be there. I'll be involved. I'll pitch in where I can, but this has been my baby, the album.
Okay, so what was it like when you first got it in your hands? You worked so hard on it for so long, and then all of a sudden you see it. You could touch it. It's real.
You know, I got a test pressing, because they give you test pressings first so you can listen to it and make sure everything is where it needs to be.
Okay.
Before they start running out all these copies off.
Okay.
So I got the test pressing, and I got home, and I have a record player, and I put it on, and I actually got a little emotional. Because
really?
It was, it's, I mean, this place is very special. If you go back in the history and listen to some of the things, it's not just CCO's history, it's the state's history. It's the history of us growing up as kids, hearing Roger Erickson's school closings, hearing about, you know, emotional moments like 9/11 and the 35W bridge, JFK's assassination, those things, hearing the emotion of the people on the radio talking about that brings you back to those moments. And then there's laughs too. There's things I've heard 1,000 times, but when you put a needle on a record and you listen to it, it's a whole new
experience. Funny all over again.
It's funny again.
And so, you know, we don't talk about that enough, how WCCO Radio's history is really woven into the history of the state of Minnesota. How important was that, being a part of this project?
It's big. We were just talking to a couple of people here at the porch. One of them works at the Minnesota Historical Society. And I was there with my dad last year. He loves history, so I took him there. I'd never been there. He'd never been there. And we walked through, and they do a special exhibit on severe weather in the state and the 1965 tornadoes that went through Fridley, which is such, it was a massive event for the people who lived through it. The worst tornado outbreak in the state's history. It destroyed thousands of homes. It was terrible. WCCO Radio did something that had never been done on the radio at that time, because it's before radar and before early warnings and stuff like that. They put listeners on the air and said, "What are you seeing?"
Wow.
And it saved lives.
Mm.
And they won 3 huge national awards that year because of the coverage of those tornadoes. That is part of being a good neighbor. It's part of what built CCO, but it's a part of this state's history, too. It was such a traumatic event, and CCO was right there in the midst of it. There are photos in here, in the digital download portion of it, of Roger Erickson hanging out the side of a helicopter surveying tornado damage the next day and the coverage the station did of it. It's really emotional.
Tell me, what is it going to mean to people when they go online to WCCORadio.com, buy this album to get a part of our state's history? You put it together, so you have the, you know, step-by-step, street-by-street, but some people are going to be coming in with a Google Earth view. They were a part of this. They remember it. What is it going to mean to them to have this?
I'll give you a quick story. The person that we worked with at Copycats, the record company producer, his name is Brad. He was on the air with Adam and Jordana this past week, and he was telling the story of listening to it when he first got his hands on a copy. He brought it to his dad. He's a younger guy. He's in his 30s, I believe. Heard CCO growing up. Probably not a regular listener these days, but his dad was a big fan. They took it home, put the record on, and he said, we had a ball listening to it together because it was that blast from the past, that thing that you remember together, and that brings people together. It'll take you back to hearing those, you know, sitting by the radio in the kitchen hoping your school is mentioned for 2 hours late, right?
Now they get email and text alerts. They don't know nothing about waiting in alphabetical order. Now, this is a great gift idea for your mom, dad, grandparents, a great stocking stuffer. Some of us have already started Christmas shopping. This is one of those things that is one of a kind. It's unique and a great gift idea for someone you know and love. So you got to tell people again where they can buy this, how much it costs, and all the perks that they get when they get it, because they don't just get the album, they get so much more.
Right. This is only happening once. It's 100 years one time.
Yes.
So this is it. So this is your chance. Don't wait. There's only going to be so many made.
Right.
Go to WCCORadio.com. Right on top of the page, you'll see the link to buy it. $43.75 plus shipping and handling.
Okay.
You get a double vinyl album, limited edition. You get a digital copy of it you can download. You get another 8.5 hours of audio from the station's history and over 200 very special photos of your favorite personalities, the studios, the station's history. You can see what Coon Rapids looked like in 1924 where our transmitter is. It's a farm field. There's no Cub Foods. There's nothing. It's a farm field in 1924 when the first towers went up for this radio station. It's really cool.
Oh, my God. Okay. So make sure you go online, get that. Thank you, Lindsay, not just for this album, for your dedication to the station. 25 years. You are a part of the 100-year history of WCCO Radio, and I'm so grateful for you coming out to the fair and hanging out with us and being on the porch on this show.
Thanks for talking about it.
All right. You all stick around. I've got Line Dance Lynn because we're getting ready to do the Walls Wiggles coming up. You are listening to WCCO Radio, your good neighbor station at the Great Minnesota Get Together. Hey, fair people, how y'all doing? All right, now it is nice and warm, so make sure you stop by the WCCO Radio booth. We've got complimentary free water courtesy of Livia, so stop by, fill up your containers because we don't want any of you guys to get dehydrated in this heat. Now, we got something special going on. First ever flash mob at the fair. We're going to be doing a line dance at 2 o'clock that was created by me and my good friend, my new friend, Lynn. We call her Line Dance Lynn. Lynn Cart is here with me on the porch. And Lynn, I got to tell him this story real quick. It was 10:30 at night.
It was.
And I decided, because I have great ideas, I am at the Minnesota State Fair live at the WCCO radio booth. Hi, ladies. Make sure y'all stay hydrated. We got free water over here. We're not young as we used to be. We can't be walking around in this heat. We'll fall out, and the people at the fair trying to get to the Sweet Martha's cookies, they'll just walk over us. They won't care. They're trying to get to cookies, so we got to stay hydrated. I am on the booth talking to Lindsay Peterson, my boss, and also the curator of this new album that WCCO Radio has out celebrating the 100-year history of the station. Now, Lindsay, it's so crazy out here at the fair. I'm having such a good time. I can't remember. We're supposed to be talking about something. What was it? I'm sorry.
We're going to do a live event.
Okay. We're going to do a live event?
Yeah.
Okay, we're live now, but we're going to do a live event. Okay, I didn't see this. I don't check my emails.
Well, it's...
What is a live event?
We haven't really started talking about it yet,
okay.
But I'll give you a little tease.
Give me a little tease.
So, October 2nd, 1924, the station goes on the air. So, 100 years this October.
Okay.
We are going to host a live event at Chanhassen Dinner Theaters.
Oh!
October 21st. It's a Monday.
Yeah.
More details are coming on that in September.
Okay.
We'll start talking more about that, but we're going to bring back alumni. They're going to be on the stage with our current staff, and we're going to have some fun with the dinner theater.
Oh, that's going to be fun. Okay, so it is definitely October 21st.
Yep.
Save the date. This is your save the date. So you, if it's on a Monday, so you may have to take off from work. Monday night, so you may have to call in sick so you could go do what you have to do because you do not want to miss this. That is going to be so much fun. Okay, so are you putting that together too, or are you getting a break? Because it took a lot for you to put this album together.
We'll let some other people handle that. I'll be there. I'll be involved. I'll pitch in where I can, but this has been my baby, the album.
Okay, so what was it like when you first got it in your hands? You worked so hard on it for so long, and then all of a sudden you see it. You could touch it. It's real.
You know, I got a test pressing because they give you test pressings first so you can listen to it and make sure everything is where it needs to be.
Okay.
Before they start running out all these copies off.
Okay.
So I got the test pressing, and I got home, and I have a record player, and I put it on, and I actually got a little emotional. Because
really?
It was, it's, I mean, this place is very special. If you go
yeah.
back in the history and listen to some of the things, it's not just CCO's history, it's the state's history. It's
mm-hmm.
the history of us growing up as kids, hearing Roger Erickson's school closings, hearing about, you know, emotional moments like 9/11 and the 35W bridge,
mm-hmm.
JFK's assassination, those things, hearing the emotion of the people on the radio talking about that brings you back to those moments.
Mm.
So it's kind of, and then there's laughs too. There's things I've heard 1,000 times, but when you put a needle on a record and you listen to it, it's a whole new
It's
experience.
Funny all over again.
It's funny again.
And so, you know, we don't talk about that enough, how WCCO Radio's history is really woven into the history of the state of Minnesota. How important was that, being a part of this project?
It's big. We were just talking to a couple people here at the porch. One of them works at the Minnesota Historical Society. And I was there with my dad last year. He loves
uh-huh.
history, so I took him there. And I'd never been there. He'd never been there. And we walked through, and they do a special exhibit on severe weather in the state and the 1965 tornadoes that went through Fridley,
okay.
which is such, it was a massive event for the people who lived through it. The worst tornado outbreak in the state's history. It destroyed thousands of homes. It was terrible.
Uh-huh.
WCCO Radio did something that had never been done on the radio at that time because it's before radar and before
right.
early warnings and stuff like
yeah.
that. They put listeners on the air and said, "What are you seeing?"
Wow.
And it saved lives.
Mm.
And they won 3 huge national awards that year because of the coverage of those tornadoes. That is part of being a good neighbor. It's part of what
mm-hmm.
built CCO. But it's a part of this state's history, too. It was such a traumatic event, and CCO was right there in the midst of it. There are photos in here, in the digital download portion of it, of Roger Erickson hanging out the side of a helicopter surveying tornado damage
wow.
the next day and the coverage the station did of it. It's really emotional.
Tell me, what is it going to mean to people when they go online to WCCORadio.com, buy this album to get a part of our state's history? You put it together, so you have the, you know, step-by-step, street-by-street, but some people are going to be coming in with a Google Earth view. They were a part of this. They remember it. What is it going to mean to them to have this?
I'll give you a quick story. The person that we worked with at Copycats, the record company producer, his name is Brad. He was on the air with Adam and Jordana this past week, and he was telling the story of listening to it when he first got his hands on a copy. He brought it to his dad. He's a younger guy. He's in his 30s, I believe. Heard CCO growing up. Probably not a regular listener these days, but his dad was a big fan. They took it home, put the record on, and he said, "We had a ball listening to it together because it was that blast from the past, that thing that you remember together, and that brings people together." It'll take you back to hearing those, you know, sitting by the radio in the kitchen hoping your school is mentioned for 2 hours late, right?
Now they get email and text alerts. They don't know nothing about waiting in alphabetical order. Now, this is a great gift idea for your mom, dad, grandparents, a great stocking stuffer. Some of us have already started Christmas shopping. This is one of those things that is one of a kind. It's unique and a great gift idea for someone you know and love. So you got to tell people again where they can buy this, how much it costs, and all the perks that they get when they get it. Because they don't just get the album, they get so much more.
Right. This is only happening once. It's 100 years one time.
Yes.
So this is it. So this is your chance. Don't wait. There's only going to be so many made.
Right.
Go to WCCRadio.com. Right on top of the page, you'll see the link to buy it. $43.75 plus shipping and handling.
Okay.
You get a double vinyl album, limited edition. You get a digital copy of it you can download. You get another 8.5 hours of audio from the station's history and over 200 very special photos of your favorite personalities, the studios, the station's history. You can see what Coon Rapids looked like in 1924 where our transmitter is. It's a farm field. There's no Cub Foods. There's nothing. It's a farm field in 1924 when the first towers went up for this radio station. It's really cool.
Oh, my God. Okay. So make sure you go online, get that. Thank you, Lindsay, not just for this album, for your dedication to the station. 25 years. You are a part of the 100-year history of WCCO Radio, and I'm so grateful for you coming out to the fair and hanging out with us and being on the porch on this show.
Thanks for talking about it.
All right. You all stick around. I've got Line Dance Lynn because we're getting ready to do the Walls Wiggles coming up. You are listening to WCCO Radio, your good neighbor station at the Great Minnesota Get Together. Hey, fair people, how y'all doing? All right, now it is nice and warm, so make sure you stop by the WCCO Radio booth. We've got complimentary free water courtesy of Livia, so stop by, fill up your containers because we don't want any of you guys to get dehydrated in this heat. Now, we got something special going on. First ever flash mob at the fair. We're going to be doing a line dance at 2 o'clock that was created by me and my good friend, my new friend, Lynn. We call her Line Dance Lynn. Lynn Cart is here with me on the porch. And Lynn, I got to tell him this story real quick. It was 10:30 at night.
It was.
And I decided, because I have great ideas at the last minute, and it was 10:30 at night, and I looked you up on Facebook. And I said, hi, you don't know me. I'm really not a village crazy lady, but I need you to help me create a line dance to this viral video that I got when I did an interview with NBC News. And you were like, okay, I'll meet you at your house tomorrow. I was like, oh, okay, she's the crazy lady too. So it's two crazy ladies, and we've done a crazy thing, like created a line dance. So thank you, girl.
To be fair, I Googled you first.
you did your homework. Okay, okay. Now, Lynn, you got to tell me, how did you fall in love with line dancing?
How did I fall in love with line dancing? Line dancing originated, long time ago, but country music, right?
Yeah.
So 1992 is when I graduated college, long time ago. And I love country music, and I found myself out in the country bars dancing.
Yeah.
Two-stepping, line dancing. I always loved music. I always loved dancing. I did dance with my pom-pom squad and cheerleading squads in high school, and I did choreography then. And so, I don't know, 2009 or something, I started choreographing line dances, and I've been teaching line dance in the Twin Cities for 25 years, actually.
Oh, my God. She's been teaching line dance. So I just, you know, that ain't nothing but God. Because I went on Facebook, and I found the line dancer of line dancers. That's exactly what I got. 25 years. And, I mean, how long did it take you to come up with the Walls Wiggle? Because I sent you the music, and the next day you were at my house, and we were doing the steps.
Yeah. So it was a Wednesday night at 10:30 that you called me. Okay. And then I'm not sure when I actually got the track. I think I got the track the next morning.
I did.
So that was Thursday.
Yeah.
and it wasn't the final track. And it was a hip-hop-ish kind of, which
right.
I can do. I can do that. But I also wanted to enlist the help of my daughter, who's a competition dancer and does hip-hop as well. So, and I had other things. I got a family. I had other things going
right.
on. I had to teach a special event that evening. So I actually didn't even get to choreographing the dance until Thursday night about 9:30.
Wow.
So we did it at 9:30 to 11:30 on Thursday night. And I was at your house at 8:30 in the morning.
Yes,
and you and
were.
I met at 8:30 in the morning, and we both had to be out of there by 12:30 to catch a flight.
We did. We were both leaving that day, getting on a plane.
So it was a crash course.
But I think we put together a great dance. I'm so proud of it. The tutorial is on YouTube. It's on both of our social media sites.
Right.
It's the Walls Wiggle, created by Miss Lynn and me.
Correct.
But it is so much fun, and people love doing it. My kids were practicing it this morning. Now, you got to tell me, how do you choreograph a line dance? Because you see them, they go viral, they're fun to do, but putting them together is a whole nother story.
It is a whole nother story. It's an art and a science combined, really, because you've got to break down the music, so we call it mapping.
Okay.
We have to map out the music, all of the counts and all the phrasing of the counts of the music, all the beats, and we also listen to the lyrics, so if there's like it says wiggle, well, we're going to wiggle when
right.
it says wiggle, right? So we have to listen to all of that. And then we start with the steps, just the steps that come to us naturally that feel good. And we start putting the steps together. And then, you know, good choreographers, just it just kind of comes together just naturally. So some of them are born quickly within 10 minutes, 30 minutes. Others we kind of sit on for a while, honestly,
yeah.
a couple of months until it's just exactly the way we want it. So it just depends.
We are talking to Lynn Card, also known on social media as Line Dance Lynn, line dance teacher and creator extraordinaire. She's been doing it for 25 years. And I tell you, if y'all don't know that the Lord is with me, I mean, 10:30 at night, I go on Facebook and I find not any line dancer, the line dancer, not any line dancer, T-H-E, like the Ohio State University, the line dancer. And she is just crazy and bold enough to come to my house to teach me this dance. It was just amazing.
Which was actually not even 6 miles
it
from
was
me.
Not 6 miles.
I'm in Woodbury, and she's in Cottage Grove. So
it
you're
was
right.
That
it
together.
Was divine.
And then this is how I know it was divine, because you said, well, what's the name of the dance? And I said, it's the Walls Dance, the Walls Line Dance. And she said, no, you have to call it the Walls Wiggle, because wiggle is in the song. And I was like, that is brilliant. That is genius. I would have, even though wiggle's in the song, I'd have never thought of that.
That's what I do.
Girl, you are amazing. So we want everybody to come out. If you're at the State Fair now, if you're heading this way to the WCCO radio booth at 2:00 on the dot, we'll be doing the Walls Wiggle. Now, there is a YouTube tutorial. Hey, how y'all doing? Hey, big boy. Look at my people just passing by and waving. Y'all look good. Y'all stay hydrated. We got this free water over here. I don't want y'all passing out. At 1:00, Lynn is going to do a teaching demonstration of the Walls of Wiggle right here at the WCCO radio booth. So if you want to learn before 2:00, come on by. I see my friend Steve Thompson over there in line at Sweet Martha's Cookies. He's got his bucket of goodies that he's bringing over here. Hey, Steve, how you doing? I love me. Steve Thompson is my work husband. Let me tell y'all, when COVID happened, Steve made sure I had not just any equipment, but the right equipment. He ordered it for me, had it shipped to my house, and then talked Sean through how to work it properly so that while we were doing broadcast live on the air, Steve Thompson took care of me. So I love myself some Steve Thompson. If
That's
anybody
awesome.
Says anything bad about Steve Thompson, I will hit them over the head with a bag of nickels. So don't forget, 1:00 in just 5 minutes, if you're here at the fair, we'll be doing a tutorial for the line dance. And then at 2:00, that's when we'll be going viral. We've got line
line dancers all the way from Chicago. Everybody's going to be here, and we'll be doing the Walls Wiggle right here at the WCCO radio booth under the direction of Miss Lynn Cart, also known as Line Dance Lynn.
Line Dance with Lynn on Facebook.
Line Dance with Lynn on Facebook. Is that where you want people to go? Because somebody's already DMing me, and they want to get you for their family reunion.
Yeah.
They want you to create a line dance for them, so tell them where they can reach
you. Yeah, Line Dance with Lynn on Facebook, and I can do any kind of event.
Yes.
Big corporate events, small birthday parties, kids, adults, I can do anything.
And I'm here to tell you, she is very easy to work with, brilliant when it comes to choreography and combinations. This Walls Wiggle line dance that we're going to be doing at 2 o'clock is so easy and fun. My kids, hey girl, how you doing? My kids woke up doing it this morning. They were like, mommy, mommy, come and see. And it was just so easy for them to do. They had a great time doing it, and they enjoyed it. So we've enjoyed having you. You're going to stick around. We've got a tutorial coming up at 1 o'clock, and then at 2 o'clock we'll be doing the viral first of its kind flash mob at the fair, Walls Wiggle line dance, right here at the WCCO radio booth.
Shaletta, thank you so much for the opportunity.
Oh, thank you for being my sister. We family now, girl, and y'all don't go anywhere. We'll be right back. You are listening to WCCO Radio, your good neighbor station at the Great Minnesota Get Together. Hey, fair people, how y'all doing? All right, now it is nice and warm, so make sure you stop by the WCCO Radio booth. We've got complimentary free water courtesy of Livia, so stop by, fill up your containers, because we don't want any of you guys to get dehydrated in this heat. Now, we got something special going on. First ever flash mob at the fair. We're going to be doing a line dance at 2 o'clock that was created by me and my good friend, my new friend, Lynn. We call her Line Dance Lynn. Lynn Cart is here with me on the porch. And Lynn, I got to tell him this story real quick. It was 10:30 at night.
It was.
And I decided, because I have great ideas at the last minute, and it was 10:30 at night, and I looked you up on Facebook. And I said, hi, you don't know me. I'm really not a village crazy lady, but I need you to help me create a line dance to this viral video that I got when I did an interview with NBC News. And you were like, okay, I'll meet you at your house tomorrow. I was like, oh, okay, she's the crazy lady too. So it's two crazy ladies, and we've done a crazy thing, like created a line dance. So thank you, girl.
To be fair, I Googled you first.
Oh, you did your homework. Okay, okay. Now, Lynn, you got to tell me, how did you fall in love with line dancing?
How did I fall in love with line dancing? Well, line dancing originated, long time ago, but country music. Right?
Yeah.
So 1992 is when I graduated college, long time ago. And I love country music, and I found myself out in the country bars dancing.
Yeah.
Two-stepping, line dancing. I always loved music. I always loved dancing. I did dance with my pom-pom squad and cheerleading squads in high school, and I did choreography then. And so, I don't know, 2009 or something, I started choreographing line dances, and I've been teaching line dance in the Twin Cities for 25 years, actually.
Oh my God, she's been teaching line dance. So I just, you know, that ain't nothing but God, because I went on Facebook and I found the line dancer of line dancers. That's exactly what I got. 25 years. And I mean, how long did it take you to come up with the Walls Wiggle? Because I sent you the music, and the next day you were at my house and we were doing the steps.
Yeah, so it was a Wednesday night at 10:30 that you called me. Okay. And then I'm not sure when I actually got the track. I think I got the track the next morning.
Yeah, I did.
So that was Thursday.
Yeah.
And it wasn't the final track. And it was a hip-hop-ish kind of, which
right.
I can do. I can do that. But I also wanted to enlist the help of my daughter, who's a competition dancer and does hip-hop as well. So, and I had other things. I got a family. I had other things going
right.
on. I had to teach a special event that evening. So I actually didn't even get to choreographing the dance until Thursday night about 9:30.
Wow.
So we did it at 9:30 to 11:30 on Thursday night, and I was at your house at 8:30 in the morning.
Yes,
and you and
were.
I met at 8:30 in the morning, and we both had to be out of there by 12:30 to catch a flight.
We did. We were both leaving that day, getting on a plane.
So it was a crash course.
It was a crash course, but I think we put together a great dance. I'm so proud of it. The tutorial is on YouTube. It's on both of our social media sites.
Right.
It's the Walls Wiggle, created by Miss Lynn and me.
Correct.
But it is so much fun, and people love doing it. My kids were practicing it this morning. Now, you got to tell me, how do you choreograph a line dance? Because you see them, they go viral, they're fun to do, but putting them together is a whole nother story.
It is a whole nother story. It's an art and a science combined, really, because you've got to break down the music, so we call it mapping.
Okay.
We have to map out the music, all of the counts and all the phrasing of the counts of the music, all the beats, and we also listen to the lyrics, so if there's... like it says wiggle, well, we're going to wiggle when
right.
it says wiggle, right? So we have to listen to all of that. And then we start with the steps, just the steps that come to us naturally that feel good. And we start putting the steps together. And then, you know, good choreographers, it just kind of comes together just naturally. So some of them are born quickly within 10 minutes, 30 minutes. Others we kind of sit on for a while, honestly,
yeah.
a couple of months until it's just exactly the way we want it. So it just depends.
We are talking to Lynn Card, also known on social media as Line Dance Lynn, line dance teacher and creator extraordinaire. She's been doing it for 25 years. And I tell you, if y'all don't know that the Lord is with me, I mean, 10:30 at night, I go on Facebook and I find not any line dancer, the line dancer, not any line dancer, T-H-E, like the Ohio State University, the line dancer. And she is just crazy and bold enough to come to my house to teach me this dance. It was just amazing.
Which was actually not even 6 miles
it
from
me. It was not 6 miles.
I'm in Woodbury, and she's in Cottage Grove. So
it
you're
was
right.
There
it
together.
Was divine.
And then this is how I know it was divine, because you said, well, what's the name of the dance? And I said, it's the Walls Dance, the Walls Line Dance. And she said, no, you have to call it the Walls Wiggle, because wiggle is in the song. And I was like, that is brilliant. That is genius. I would have, even though wiggle's in the song, I'd have never thought of that.
That's what I do.
Girl, you are amazing. So we want everybody to come out. If you're at the State Fair now, if you're heading this way to the WCCO radio booth at 2:00 on the dot, we'll be doing the Walls Wiggle. Now, there is a YouTube tutorial. Hey, how y'all doing? Hey, big boy. Look at my people just passing by and waving. Y'all look good. Y'all stay hydrated. We got this free water over here. I don't want y'all passing out. At 1:00, Lynn is going to do a teaching demonstration of the Walls of Wiggle right here at the WCCO radio booth. So if you want to learn before 2:00, come on by. I see my friend Steve Thompson over there in line at Sweet Martha's Cookies. He's got his bucket of goodies that he's bringing over here. Hey, Steve. How you doing? I love me. Steve Thompson is my work husband. Let me tell y'all, when COVID happened, Steve made sure I had not just any equipment, but the right equipment. He ordered it for me, had it shipped to my house, and then talked Sean through how to work it properly so that while we were doing broadcast live on the air, Steve Thompson took care of me. So I love myself some Steve Thompson. If
That's
anybody
awesome.
Says anything bad about Steve Thompson, I will hit them over the head with a bag of nickels. So don't forget, 1:00, in just 5 minutes, if you're here at the fair, we'll be doing a tutorial for the line dance. And then at 2:00, that's when we'll be going viral. We've got line dancers all the way from Chicago. Everybody's going to be here, and we'll be doing the Walls Wiggle right here at the WCCO radio booth under the direction of Miss Lynn Card, also known as Line Dance Lynn.
Line now, Dance with Lynn on Facebook.
Line Dance with Lynn on Facebook. Is that where you want people to go? Because somebody's already DMing me, and they want to get you for their family reunion.
Yeah.
They want you to create a line dance for them, so tell them where they can reach
yeah.
you.
Yeah, Line Dance with Lynn on Facebook, and I can do any kind of event.
Yes.
Big corporate events, small birthday parties, kids, adults, I can do anything.
And I'm here to tell you, she is very easy to work with, brilliant when it comes to choreography and combinations. This Walls Wiggle line dance that we're going to be doing at 2:00 is so easy and fun. My kids, hey girl, how you doing? My kids woke up doing it this morning. They were like, Mommy, Mommy, come and see. And it was just so easy for them to do. They had a great time doing it, and they enjoyed it. So we've enjoyed having you. You're going to stick around. We've got a tutorial coming up at 1 o'clock, and then at 2 o'clock, we'll be doing the viral first-of-its-kind flash mob at the fair, Walls Wiggle Line Dance, right here at the WCCO Radio booth.
Shaletta, thank you so much for the opportunity.
Oh, thank you for being my sister. We family now, girl. And y'all don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.